Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here. Welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with Alex DeBarro, one of Max's top 10 finalists in the May Challenge. Alex, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Man, I'm so excited to spend some time chatting with you here. Mate, look, just a couple of days ago, you found out that you made the top 10. What's the past couple of days been like for you?
It's been pretty fun getting to tell my friends and family who have been, of course, following me through these last 12 weeks, you know, being able to show them that after everything that I've finally done, you know, I've got something really, really good to show. So I've been, yeah, having heaps of fun showing all the club managers at the gym and that. So no, it's been good fun since the challenge finished.
Well, mate, you should be so proud of the effort that you put in. Your transformation is absolutely amazing. So yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
Mate, do you want to start by introducing yourself? So maybe telling us where you're from, what you do for work, and you know, who is Alex?
Yeah, of course. So I'm from Perth, Western Australia. I'm a mechanic by trade. So on the tools, on my feet all day long. I got a wife and a couple of kids here. So you know, rest and recovery is always good fun after a long day working at the gym.
Yeah, okay, mate. That sounds awesome. So when you're saying a mechanic, what kind of mechanic are we talking? Like big machinery or?
Yeah, so I'm a light vehicle mechanic currently. So, you know, doing your run-of-the-mill cars and some small trucks, a few bits and pieces like that. Specializing in more diagnosis and building bits and pieces. So lots of hands-on work for me.
Yeah, mate, that's awesome. Let's talk about the challenge and then we'll bring it back to working on the tools. I want to ask why you chose to start the May Challenge. So maybe you want to tell us a little bit of a story about why you decided to sign up?
Yeah, so I actually found out about the challenge from my brother-in-law. He and I did the challenge simultaneously. He made top 50 as well, which was really cool. It was a really good effort on his behalf as well. Basically, I've been in the gym for a very long time, but a while ago, I almost felt like I plateaued in the gym and I just needed something to help me push me a bit further. I had a bit of time off from the gym at the start of the year. I got into a bit of a car crash, which ended up with an injury on the back of my neck from some whiplash, caused some migraines, and it just was flaring up constantly and constantly. So every time I used to work out, it used to flare up my neck a fair bit. So I'd had a bit of time off and I just needed almost an excuse to really push hard and get back into it. I needed something behind me to keep me honest and keep me moving.
Yeah. So it sounds like you were quite a fit and active person beforehand and you almost needed a little bit of structure, maybe a little bit of organization, maybe like that deadline to kind of push you towards that outcome. Is that kind of right?
Yeah, definitely. I needed something where I wasn't just going to the gym every day and going, okay, well, today I'm going to do arms and I do a bit of lifting and then I go home and I have a big bowl of pasta and then I don't sleep well and then I go to work the next day and I go to the lunch bar and I needed something set in stone where I could follow it and I could be held accountable. You know, we could take photos, just something to keep me moving in the right direction consistently was what I really needed. And this challenge was exactly what I needed, basically.
Mate, that's awesome. You should be so proud of your result. Let's talk about your brother-in-law. So he came in the top 50. Congratulations to him.
Yep. So Matt Coleman, he came in the top 50. Excellent result. He used to be a lot bigger, held on to a lot of weight, has lost loads of weight during the time I've known him. Mm-hmm. And these last 12 weeks, he's done great and lost a whole bunch more weight. So super proud of his efforts as well.
So good. Did you guys train together at all or were you really close while you were doing the challenge?
We were pretty close during the challenge. He works 5-4 away, so we only see each other every 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sharing our progress updates, discussing meal plans and things we added onto the meal plans, things we took away from the meal plan, just sort of helping each other along the way to, you know, shared experience to really push ourselves forward.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, it's something that we really need to have. And what I mean by that is that support alongside of you. So you and your brother-in-law signed up together and you both got these amazing results and this amazing transformation. And sure, like maybe you didn't see each other as much as you wanted to or trained as much as you wanted to, but having that contact, this almost like partnership in doing it, put you guys both on the same trajectory and you both got these amazing results that you should be really proud of. And I say this to anybody listening to this is that if you feel like you're alone, you know, reach out for help. And if you can find a partner or a group of people, a supportive environment, you are going to get amazing results because you're just going to push each other harder and harder, right? And that's exactly what you've done with your brother-in-law.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely being able to walk along the same path as someone else towards that same end goal was a huge advantage, I would say.
So good. So good. Mate, I want to talk a little bit about the car accident that you were in and the whiplash that you suffered.
Yep, yep.
I guess I say this because sometimes we're at this level of fitness in our life where maybe, you know, it's really routine. It's part of our behavior. It's part of our identity where you might come home from work and you make some time for yourself to go to the gym. You put some headphones on, you train, you come home and then you're with your wife and your kids and that sort of thing. What was it like when you had this accident and you suffered from a bit of whiplash and you couldn't train the same way? Did you find any, you know, maybe any mental challenges that came along with that or any like internal conflicts where you couldn't have that time to go to the gym for yourself? Like, what was it like once you had that accident?
Yeah, it was definitely, the gym is almost like a getaway where I could go, like you said, put the headphones in. I can lift, I can run, I can just do my own thing for a while. And then I can go back to the real world afterwards. After getting rid of an injury, the issue became that what was my getaway all of a sudden used to cause me more injury. So I didn't want to go back. And then it played harder to me mentally because one, I didn't have anywhere to go that I could, you know, I could train or I could better myself. And then I started to see a decline in my body, in my physique, which then, you know, it's almost like a double edge. One side goes down, so you don't want to go back even more. And you know, you got to the point where I was sort of looking in the mirror and thinking, you know, am I going to reach a point where this is going to stop? Or luckily though, between my physio and I, probably mainly my physio, he found the issue and we got it all sorted out. And then, but I'd already reached that point where I was at a bit of a low. So I did want to be in the gym, but I didn't feel like I could go back and train at the same intensity that I was. And I didn't want to have to start again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Especially when you look at, let's say, the weight on the bar as an example, like let's say you're bench pressing 100 kilos before, and then you have this injury, this setback, and then, you know, you load up just one plate on each side, you got 60 kilos on, and you're like, I used to be all over there, now I'm here, and it messes with your head. And it's this negative feedback loop, hey?
It definitely is. And looking at old training notes and thinking to myself, well, if I'm doing, you know, say chest, okay, no worries, I'll grab these select weights and I'll do these amount of reps, and I only get halfway through, and I think, well, you know, how far back do I have to go now to build back up forwards? But I mean, it was still a good experience to almost do that start again, because it meant I'd get back to that mind-muscle connection and I could start really working out the way that I wanted to build myself back up instead of just jumping back in, jump on the heavy weights and then potentially injure myself again from going too hard too fast.
Yeah. Now, did you find that it came back quite quickly? As in, you know, your strength, your with the level that you're at, your physique, did you find that it bounced back quite quickly?
It did. I think it's almost like muscle memory. Once I started getting into it, and especially following the training program, I think it was good almost in a sense that the first 4 weeks we were still in lockdown over here. So doing, you know, more calisthenic stuff, you know, basically at home, I've got a chin-up bar, a skipping rope and a resistance band. I have almost nothing at home. I got to my home gym a long time ago. So just getting back to that real base calisthenic stuff, getting back to knowing my body. And then once the gyms reopened again, I felt that it was almost like an exponential growth. It was great. Everything came back. Everything fell into place real nice. But in saying that, I reckon diet played a huge part in that, because I wasn't going to the gym full of, you know, saturated fats and full of last night's Maccas and that kind of thing. I was going to the gym with, you know, all sticking to a calorie diet and putting good foods into me and fresh foods into me. I feel that made a huge difference in the way my body sprung back.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I make this point because when I speak to challengers or people who want to get fit, they often point their finger at an event that happened in their life. Like, for example, like, oh, I hurt my ankle once upon a time, or I hurt my back once and, you know, so-and-so's cousin's friend told me that I had a slip disc and that's the end of my fitness everything, right? And that yes, might have been 20 years ago, yeah? And they almost point their finger at these events, right? And, you know, you've kind of suggested that this event happened, you had a car accident, you know, you had some whiplash, you had some serious things happening in your body. You may have deteriorated to a point where, you know, you might have almost avoided the gym or felt embarrassed internally to go back to the gym to where you were. But when you think about fueling your body well and looking after it, giving it all the vitamins, minerals that you need to, okay, great position. And then getting back on the horse, so you're doing some calisthenics work, getting back into the gym, you can be surprised how quickly your body responds to, you know, good quality principled training. And within 6 to 12 weeks, you feel amazing and you get results just like you did, right? And you probably feel $1 million. Like your neck probably doesn't hurt anymore. You feel like a new man and got an amazing body that comes with it, yeah?
Everything's running beautifully now. I'm probably in better shape than I've ever been. And between, you know, spending 3 years training and sort of knowing what I was doing to now just spending 12 weeks with, you know, the support behind me, people who really know what they're doing, a huge difference.
Very good. Let's talk about some challenges. So every person's experience with the challenge will have their own unique challenges. So can you speak a little bit about some of the challenges that you had to overcome to complete the 12 weeks of training and nutrition?
I think one of the biggest things that I ran into was having young kids at home, rest and recovery. Rest and recovery is huge with training, and I didn't have nearly enough rest and recovery. So that was definitely something that I ran into pretty hard. On top of that, being able to stick to the nutrition plan as much as possible over the time, you know, with still going out to dinner, seeing family, you know, dealing with our household does takeaway Thursdays, you know, being sitting in the drive-thru ordering takeaway for everyone else in the car, knowing I'm going to have to go home and cook myself, you know, like a country scramble or something, definitely hard, you know, just really sticking to it was one of the hardest things and keeping myself accountable. You know, I knew that if I gave up and I took part in takeaway Thursday, although one time probably wouldn't be too bad, what says one time is going to turn into two times, which is then going to off the wagon I go, and then the results just aren't going to come after that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's talk about how you overcame that. So talking about recovery, you know, having young kids at home, like what did you do to overcome that challenge? Did you set some time aside to improve your sleep, or did you spend some time doing some mobility and recovery work? Like what did you do to overcome that?
Yeah, so I tried to set the same time to go to the gym every day, which made it a lot easier for me to plan the rest of my life around it. So I used to go to the gym in the morning, you know, at the gym by 5:30, so I could be at work by 7:30 in the morning. Seemed to work pretty well for me. I also used to do a lot of warm downs after training. I figured cooling down after training, it really meant I wasn't just hitting a stop, moving on with my day. And then instead of having that time overnight to recover, at least I could sort of stretch everything out and cool everything down after my workout. Led to a lot less soreness. You know, I didn't get an injury the whole challenge, which was really good. I'm very glad that didn't happen. I did see quite a lot of people on the Facebook page run into a few hurdles and a few injuries, which is real unfortunate, but it's good to see a lot of people get past it. I was just lucky I didn't run into one of them, especially with limited recovery times. And then, you know, with having kids, you know, you spend time sitting on the floor playing, you know, I can stretch. Like I said, I got a resistance band at home, so I could stretch, you know, I could focus on a few little muscle groups that might be giving me a little pains or niggles around the place, and just sort of do what I can to make it all work. You know, go for walks after doing leg day, you know, to keep everything loose and all those kinds of things.
One of my very first coaches, I would say, when I was a young athlete, would always tell us to sit on the floor as much as we can, right? And he was always in the camp of sit on the floor, bare feet, and you'll be fine, right? And the idea was that when you're sitting on the floor, you do these kind of indirect movements. So you might sit down and you're sitting on your butt, your legs are straight, and then you might cross your legs, and you bring your legs to one side, you bring your legs to the other side. And now that's part of like my routine. Like if I'm sitting and watching a movie with my partner, I'll take my shoes off, sit on the floor, barefoot. And just throughout the movie, over the course of an hour, I might sit in one position, I sit in another position, and another position, and then I get up and my hips feel really great because I've informally stretched myself, right?
And that. Yes, and you're not just been sitting stagnant.
Yeah, and that might be something that you incidentally did while you're maybe playing with your kids. You kind of go into these postures and shapes where you're like, oh, you know, you put your hip in a bit of a stretch and you put your hip in another position and you put your spine in a different position and you basically stretch your body while you're playing with your kids, right? And these behaviors over time are way, way, way more important than, you know, formally sitting down and do stretch A, B, C.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mate, let's talk about takeaway Thursday. And what was it like to do that? As in, you know, the rest of your family are having takeout and you're then going to go make your country fry up or whatever meal you had. What was it like when you had to have those conversations about, I'm not going to have that meal tonight? Was there a big barrier or was it actually okay? Like, what was it like?
I mean, I always had the support of my family behind me. So it's not like I said, I'm not going to eat this and they came back with a why. It always was, I'm not going to eat this. And they knew what my goal was. They knew what I was doing. They, you know, everybody saw the challenge. You know, they saw the meal prepping on the weekends and that. I think the hardest part about it was probably the first couple of weeks when you're still getting those cravings for all those foods. But once you get over that hurdle, it became much, much easier. I got to the point where I'd happily sit in the drive-thru, I'd order the food for everybody, and I know I could get home and make myself, you know, depending on what my meal was the rest of the day, I could make myself some fish and some rice, or, you know, a country scramble, or just something that, and I'd be looking forward to that more than, you know, the nuggets I'm ordering for my wife or something like that, you know?
Yeah. And again, I think I say this because a common objection to any sort of diet plan is, oh, well, my friends, my family, my partner is going to have this meal and I'm going to look like the idiot because I'm having a chicken and salad or something like that, right? And it's never the case,
yeah.
You know? Like the people that we feel that are going to be questioning our food choices are going to be the most supportive people in our lives. And as an example is your family, right? And maybe at the start it felt a bit weird, but they're probably more supportive. And you've probably been such a great role model to your kids where you go, oh, hey, like dad's having a really good meal. Maybe I will soon have a meal like that. And then it becomes part of the norm almost, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And did you notice any changes like that?
Yeah, definitely. As time went on, one of the biggest things was my kids got involved in the kitchen a fair bit. So because I'd spend, say, a day meal prepping for my week, you know, so I cook up my chicken and rice, which I have for lunch every day, and I'd, you know, cut up my apples and I'd do all that kind of stuff at the start of the week, getting ready to go. And as it went on, my two young girls wanted to be involved in that process, which I think is really important, you know, because then they learn that preparing food is just as good as eating it and is easy as well. It's not like, you know, I'm no top level chef, you know, just cook my chicken and rice up, but they saw that, you know, I can do it. It doesn't take a lot of time, and I hope that I can instill that in them that, you know, eating healthy doesn't have to be expensive or time consuming, or it doesn't have to taste bad either. You know, healthy food is, I mean, I've been having a ball over the last 12 weeks. I haven't stopped my meal plan yet. So, you know, we're in a rest now. I've picked my calories back up a little bit, but I'm still eating the same foods, you know?
Yeah. That's beautiful. It's beautiful to hear. So about life change. So if you rewind your life, maybe, what is it, like 14 weeks ago from now to the very, very first start of the challenge, can you speak a little bit about how your life has changed or modified, or even like down to the day-to-day, like how has your day-to-day kind of changed over the course of the challenge?
I think from the get-go, eating healthier improved my overall well-being just as far as like anatomically goes. So I felt better. I had more energy. You know, all those things that people tell you when they say eating better, you know, your skin clears up and you wake up with more energy. Like it's all true. I didn't believe it either, but it's all true. So those kinds of things helped a lot. And then that all carried on throughout the rest of my day, you know. So if I wake up with more energy, it's okay to get up at 5:30 in the morning so I can get to the gym in the morning before work. And then I still have the energy at the end of the day to get home and, you know, play with my kids and do all that and go through to their bedtime, then I can finally go to bed. So it was sort of a knock-on effect, which I think started with the food. And then the further the challenge went along and the more intense I put my training, then I started to see things like strength and physique grow as well, which then, you know, the complete package sort of came together and my life completely changed at that point, where I could eat healthy, I could go to the gym, you know, I liked how I was looking in the mirror. And then other people started to notice as well. And, you know, they say other people notice you change before you do, is what I got told a few times. And when I'd go to a gym that I haven't been to before, and, you know, the first thing I'd say is, you know, wow, you're a really good physique, or a gym I haven't been to in a long time. And they say, you know, have you lost weight? It was a really good feeling. So, you know, overall then, you know, my health improved, my mental health improved. Of course, my fitness improved along the process as well. So everything changed. Everything went uphill, basically.
Yeah. That's beautiful, man. I'm so happy for you. So proud of you. You've done such an amazing job.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Mate. Couple of questions here, a little bit of a speed dating round. You'll love it. So First question, what's your favorite exercise?
Cable flies.
Cable flies. Okay. I like it.
Love them.
Squats or deadlifts? Are you team squats or team deadlifts?
Team squats.
Team squats. Okay. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cardio. Are you a fan of cardio, or do you have a love-hate relationship with cardio?
I got a pretty love-hate relationship with cardio.
All right. What's your part?
I do a bit of road riding, bit of cycling, because I don't like standing in front of a wall at the gym, you know, either running on a treadmill or riding on a bike. If I'm at the gym, I get on the rower. That's my cardio at the gym. I like the old rowing machine, But if I can, I'll get out on the bike.
Yep. How much Lycra do you own?
Very little.
Very little?
Almost none.
What's the name of the guys in Lycra? Is it a mammal? Is that right? The middle-aged man in Lycra? Mammal?
Oh, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. No, I'm not sure.
It's a Melbourne thing.
Quite possibly. I don't think it's made it over here to Perth yet.
Okay, flexing. What's your favorite muscle to flex?
Since doing the challenge, it's my obliques. Ooh. I love hitting the abs and then being able to see the obliques come through.
Yeah, okay. I like that. I like the obliques. All right. So let's talk about food. What was your favorite or go-to dinner? You kind of spoke about the country fry up. Was that your meal of choice?
Yeah, that was pretty much my meal of choice. It was nice and quick. So it was usually, it was a couple of eggs, spinach, tomato, mushrooms. If I had the leftover calories, I'd put in a couple of wraps and that was a perfect meal. Keeps me full. Only takes about 5 minutes to put together.
So good. All right. Did you like the Super Shred bars or the Super Shred cookies?
I was all about the cookies.
The cookies. And what was your favorite flavor of cookies?
I was on the double choc, was it? Yeah, I think that was the one. Yeah.
And then protein powder. What's your favorite flavor of protein powder?
I'm all about chocolate protein powders. If it comes in a chocolate flavor, that's what I'm going for. So I was on the chocolate brownie throughout the challenge.
Yeah, nice, nice. So good.
Yeah.
Mate, finally here, let's talk about advice. So let's say someone came up to you and was saying, Alex, you know, I see your transformation. It's amazing. And I want to get fit and healthy, or I'm about to start the Maxis challenge. What advice would you give somebody?
So there's a few pieces of advice I think I would give people. The first would be any advice anybody gives you, take it, but also take it with a grain of salt. You know, not all advice is, not everybody knows everything 100%. And, you know, I don't know everything 100%. I'm sure you'd say the same. You know, we're all learning every day. I'd say go at it, you know, and don't leave anything behind. Put your all into it and you will get the results. I was even saying to my brother-in-law as we go, even if you just stuck exactly to the challenge, you didn't change anything, you didn't add anything in or take anything away, you will see results out of this. As long as you stick to it, it's a great program. You definitely go to it. The other piece of advice I would say is find someone to train with or get a mentor. Having just that extra little bit to keep you honest and keep you moving forward is invaluable.
That's really good advice. And if I was to add on to it, you're right. I don't know anything, and I'm sure there's lots of people that don't know much as well. But I think the main point is that within fitness and health and the human body, lots of things will work. And a common thing that fitness professionals will say is that, you know, all diets work to an extent. And the main takeaway that I hope you take away if you're listening to this is that there's no one right way to do something. So if somebody's preaching that you have to do drop sets in the gym, or you have to do intermittent fasting, or you have to go vegan, or you have to do anything, well, you don't always have to do things. There's lots of different ways to do it. And it's interesting and it's challenging because different bodies will respond better to different approaches. So
yeah,
it comes down to a little bit of trial and error, where we do need to try a few different things. But at the end of the day, you can't do everything and expect all the results, right? You can't do every single diet all at once. You will eventually have to pick one to try, and you have to genuinely pick one training program to try. Stick with that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Do it, right? And I completely agree. Like, doing it with someone else, you're going to get amazing results. And if you're looking for a mentor and you're not sure how to get a mentor, I'm going to invite you to go check out the Facebook support group, so the Max and Maxine Challenge Official Support Group. And there's a little mentor tab there, and you can sign up either as a mentor or a mentee. So if you've done the challenge before and you want to help someone else, you can sign up as a mentor completely free, and you can partner up with somebody and you can have a chat about everything related to fitness and health, or even just a chat about life. You know, you can talk about the weather and what bike you ride or whatever, you know, you might find different interests.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm signed up for a mentor on that as well. So even if people want to come and find me, I'm happy to have a chat and, you know, give my own little 2 cents. I'm happy to, happy to help anyone along.
So good. Hey, look, Alex, let's wrap up there. I want to thank you so much for donating some of your time to be part of the Challenge podcast. And I hope that you can continue to inspire people to transform their body, live a healthy life, and just be fitter and stronger and everything in between. So once again, big congratulations on your amazing transformation.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.